Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm in the room. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever you're watching from. Welcome to Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health. Now, you're here because there's nothing on the telly. And I'm Lord Hill, coming to you from the old Hill Manor. Now, what I'm going to do today is we're going to talk about, obviously, mental health, taking the stigma out of it. And going to cover a new venture that I'm becoming involved with. But I'm still looking for guests, and that will become apparent when I get on. So, Veterans Radio UK. This is the new venture I'm getting involved in. Now, there's a guy, he's a veteran. He used to work for BFBS out in Belize as a presenter, and in Cologne. Now, he set up this Veterans Radio UK, and he's asked if I come on board and start doing some production with him, doing some shows. So it's all centred around veterans. It's all about giving veterans information. At the moment, the station's up and running. It's been up and running for about a month. But he's now looking at expanding it and putting in more programs. At the moment, it's playing out music, predominantly music, messages and news, veterans news, what's going on with the armed forces and such, so forth and such like. Now, I'm going to be doing stuff like this. I'm going to be having similar shows to Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health. I'm going to get guests in. We're going to have discussions around different aspects of mental health, obviously. So I'm going to be using some of my old material. Some of the past episodes of this are going to be put up onto the radio. But I also want to do some new radio, some new shows. Also, we're looking at going doing live shows. Going to have phone-ins, be able to, you'll have the opportunity to phone in, which will be brilliant. So as the radio station grows, gets more listeners, it will become far more informative as we get more guests on. Now, we're fortunate here in the South, where we've got lots and lots of veterans. And with lots and lots of veterans come lots and lots of veterans groups. Now, there's one group that is going really well at the moment, and that's the Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Clubs. Now, they're all over the UK and I believe a few on the worldwide stage as well. So we've got one down here in Gosport. It was at the RNA Club on Fareham Road. They've stopped doing it. So Hornet Services Sadie Club has picked up the mantle, picked up the baton, and going forward with the Breakfast Club at Hornet Services Sadie Club. Breakfast is really good in there. And we had 70 turn to the last time. We're expecting around the same sort of number this time. But there are several others in the area. There's one over at Eastleigh, there's one at Portsmouth, there's one at Southsea, there at Hayling Island, there's one there. So there's quite a few armed forces and veterans breakfast clubs across the country. Just go in Armed Forces and Veterans Breakfast Club, find your closest one, go on along. They are a great place to meet up with veterans and to just have a bit of chat and a bit of a banter. So that's a very important resource. Now, we all know that there's a lot going on with veterans at the moment. What you might not know is that there's a lot of veterans that are taking their own lives. There's a lot of veterans committing suicide for one reason or another. And it's not just the UK. America's got a bigger problem than we have. But I think on par, on percentages, we're about the same. We're losing lots of veterans. And it's needless. It doesn't need to happen. Did you know that there are over 2,000 charities, especially for veterans in the UK? There are a myriad of them. I mean, off the top of my head, we down here in the Solent area, we've got VOS, which is the Veterans Outreach Support, which is a great resource. They have a monthly drop-in centre where they get lots of different agencies in, the likes of SAFA, DWTP, Veterans UK, the RNA, lots and lots of charities are in there, Health for Heroes are in there, and they're all there to help veterans. And that's on the first Wednesday of the month over in Portsmouth at the Royal Maritime Club. There's also a drop-in centre on the Isle of Wight, if you're on the Isle of Wight. So we're really blessed with VOS in this area. There are a few other groups knocking around. There's the Buns and Banter group at Lee Hub. They lay on tea and stickies and a chat with veterans. We've got the main bases around here. We've got HMS Collingwood, HMS Salton. And they get involved with the local veterans community as well. So from that perspective, veterans are, there's something out there for all veterans, basically. If you are finding yourself struggling a bit, just reach out. You're not alone. And you'll probably find that you're having the same issues of lots of other veterans. And when we've got the problem at the moment with these vexatious claims against veterans in Northern Ireland, Syria. I mean, there's six SAS guys gone up against the insurgents in Syria, and now they've got vexatious claims against against them. We've already seen it in Iraq. There was that company, that lawyer firm, that was chasing vexatious claims against military personnel. And you'll start to see it, I'm sure, with Afghanistan. But when the military, when the armed forces go into a conflict, whether it's peacekeeping or war fighting, we have rules of engagement. We train for it. You might get the odd one, but the vast majority stick to the rules of engagement. Strictly to the rules of engagement. And there's no reason why we should get vexatious claims. When you are involved in a fatal shooting or an incident, it's investigated at the time. That's what happens. It's investigated. And you're 9 times out of 10, you're cleared of any wrongdoing, as long as you stuck to the rules of engagement, the card alpha. shouldn't be any problems. And they are vexatious claims. Look what Tony Blair did in Northern Ireland. He gave the terrorists, the IRA, a get out of jail free card. Let them off scot-free. They murdered and killed people for decades. Yet who are they chasing? Who are they chasing? Veterans. It's wrong. It's time they drew a line under it. Just makes your blood boil. And then you've got the government. They're letting it happen. They're the ones who could stop it. All these vexatious claims against the military. Do they? I mean, all right, Johnny Mercer's done an okay job. But they're still letting it happen. I'm not sure. Have Labour got a shadow armed forces minister? Anyway, not telling you how to vote, but if Reform get in, they will set up a ministry for veterans to look after veterans. There's a couple of million veterans in this country that aren't being looked after. That's the real rub of it. Anyway, get off of politics. This is about helping veterans. This radio station is all about putting the information out there. We'll be putting out the information to help veterans, giving veterans advice where they can go to get some help, where they can go to meet other veterans. And also listen to some good music. So you can listen to good music, get an update on news of what's happening in the forces world, and get pointed in the right direction to get help if you need it. There's so many veterans out there, all in the same boat. We've all got issues. We've all had problems. And you know what they say? A problem shared is a problem halved. Well, that's what these charities are out there for. That's what we try and do. We try and give you the advice. Just have to reach out. You know how to do it. It's not weak having a problem. Just have a look at some of the SAS guys that are coming out talking about their mental well-being. They can do it. The rest of us can do it. I do it quite regularly. You know about my problems. I have a few nightmares now and then about some of the stuff I've seen. But I talk about it, and it helps. It gets it out there. So that's where we are. Go and have a look at the links. Have a listen to the radio station. Let us know what you think. Pop it in the comments. And let us point us in the right direction. Let us know what you want to listen to. Let us know what sort of information you're looking for. That's what it's all about. So until next week. Until the next one, thank you for your time. Just remember, if you're not subscribed to the channel, subscribe to the channel. It's free. Don't forget to give us a thumbs up, give us a like. And if you want to come on the show, get in touch and we'll get you on and we can have a chat. If you want to come onto the radio, we'll let you know how to do that. Get in touch. We'll also have once we start the live talking shows, you'll be able to ring in. So until then, thank you for the time, and just remember, you're not alone. So until the next one, TTFN. Ta-ta for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.